Small karta for small person.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana vallabha girivar dhari. Yashoda nandana braja janaranjana. Yamuna tiravana chari. Yamuna tiravana chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Girivar Dhari. Yashoda nandana braja janaranjana. Yamuna tiravana chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotarashata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, Attack by Chandavega on the city of Puranjana, text 19. Kalasya duhita kachit.
त्रिलोकीं वरमिच्छति पर्यटन्ति न बर्हिष्मन् प्रत्यनन्दत कश्चन कालस्य दुहिता काचित् त्रिलोकीं वरमिच्छति पर्यटन्ति न बर्हिष्मन् प्रत्यनन्दत कश्चन कालस्य दुहिता काचित् त्रिलोकीं वरमिच्छति पर्यटन्ति न बर्हिष्मन् प्रत्यनन्दत कश्चन.
Ladies, please. Kalasya, of formidable time, someone, Trilokim, within the three worlds, Varam, husband, Ichchati, desiring, Paryatanti, traveling all over the universe, Na, never, Barhishman, O King Prachini Barhishat. So it's Prachina Barhishat. Pratyadanta. Pratyanandata. Accepted her proposal. Kashchana. Anyone. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. We'll also do text 20 because it's connected. My dear King Prachina Barhishat, at this time, the daughter of formidable time was seeking her husband throughout the three worlds. Although no one agreed to accept her, she came. Purport. In due course of time, when the body becomes old and practically invalid, it is subject to jara, the sufferings of old age. There are four basic kinds of suffering: birth, old age, disease, and death. No scientist or philosopher has ever been able to make a solution to these four miserable conditions. The invalidity of old age, known as jara, is figuratively explained here as the daughter of time. No one likes her, but she is very much anxious to accept anyone as her husband. No one likes to become old and invalid, but this is inevitable for everyone. Text 20.
Durbhagyenatmano loke vishruta durbhagetisa yatushta rajarshayetu vrutadat puravevaram.
The daughter of time, Jara, was very unfortunate. Consequently, she was known as Durbhaga or ill-fated. However, she was once pleased with a great king, and because the king accepted her, she granted him a great benediction. Purport. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Savasukha Bhagala, all kinds of happiness disappear in old age. Consequently, no one likes old age or Jara. Thus, Jara, as the daughter of time, is known as a most unfortunate daughter. She was, however, at one time accepted by a great king, Yayati. Yayati was cursed by his father-in-law, Shukracharya, to accept her. When Shukracharya's daughter was married to King Yayati, one of her friends named Sarmishta went with her. Later, King Yayati became very much attached to Sarmishta, and Shukracharya's daughter complained to her father. Consequently, Shukracharya cursed King Yayati to become prematurely old. King Yayati had 5 youthful sons, and he begged all his sons to exchange their youth for his old age. No one agreed except the youngest son, whose name was Puru. Upon accepting Yayati's old age, Puru was given the kingdom. It is said that 2 of Yayati's other sons, being disobedient to their father, were given kingdoms outside of India, most probably Turkey and Greece. The purport is that one can accumulate wealth and all kinds of material opulences, but during old age, one cannot enjoy them. Although Puru attained his father's kingdom, he could not enjoy all the opulence, for he had sacrificed his youth. One should not wait for old age in order to become Krishna conscious. Due to the invalidity of old age, one cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness, however opulent he may be materially.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpaturuvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Today begins an auspicious period of 21 days called Chandan Yatra, where the deities of Krishna are smeared completely in sandalwood paste, mixed with saffron and camphor, because this this is the time of the year when things heat up in India. Of course, this morning to put sandalwood on Kishore Kishori was like, well, it's already cold in Chicago. This sandalwood is supposed to cool them down. Nevertheless, it's a very auspicious festive time. In Mayapur and Vrindavan, the deities are completely covered in sandalwood. In fact, in Mayapur, they cover Radha Madhava in blue-colored sandalwood paste. That's really very beautiful. And Akshaya Tritiya, which is this date, from a Sri Vaishnava perspective also is important. There's a temple in Simhachalam in South India. is the deity of Jiyad Narasimha or Varaha Narasimha. Is Narasimha Dev in Varaha form. And that deity or that form as Varaha had protected Prahlad Maharaj when he was pushed off the cliff by Hiranyakashipu's henchmen. And Prahlad Maharaj had a desire to see the Lord in Varaha form as well. So this particular deity appeared as Varaha Narasimha Dev and is in Simhachalam, very auspicious, very beautiful place. And he's Ugra Narasimha form, so he's very angry at Hiranyakashipu. So the devotees, they apply every day a bunch of sandalwood paste on the deity. And throughout the year, as they apply, it accumulates. And if you go for darshan, you can't see the deity anymore. It's a big lump of sandalwood paste. And the sandalwood paste, you know, is many kilograms or pounds worth of sandalwood paste that they apply every day. And on Akshaya Tritiya day, that is today, they remove the entire sandalwood paste of the deity. And it is distributed as prasadam. And the deity is given abhishek. And from tomorrow onwards, they apply new layers of sandalwood paste to calm Narasimha Dev down. Like that, in a little north of that is a place called Mangalagiri. There's another form of Lord Narasimha Dev with a wide open mouth. And that is the place where Lord Narasimha Dev had rested after killing Hiranyakashipu. So he is given a particular drink made with jaggery and cloves and other spices. It's a calming drink. And that deity of Narasimha Dev is only this big, with a wide open mouth. And devotees have been pouring this water into his mouth for thousands of years. And actually there isn't something where the water goes out to. He's actually drinking the water. And you know when to stop when he burps back. When you pour water, he goes, then you know, okay, now you need to stop. It's the next devotee's turn. And you can hear him be satisfied with, even today, you can hear him make a sound that that's enough. So that's the Chandan Yatra, I mean at least the pastime of Lord Narasimha Dev from Simhachalam. Back to Kalasya Duhita, the daughter of time. Time, because it moves imperceptibly, the only way to know that time is moving is by change of events, or by the beginning and the ending of certain events. That's the only way to know time is passing. Artificially, we do have a watch or a clock to see that time is passing. Time passes by the beginning and the ending of a day, the beginning and ending of a night, the beginning and ending of events like that. So similarly, the body also has a beginning and an end. And when it begins, it seems to grow. When actually it is moving towards death, it seems to grow. So the conditioned living entity, especially the human being, because the animals don't have a perception of time, they don't perceive the beginning and ending of a day. They don't perceive the beginning and ending of events. Human beings do. So the human being is falsely misled into thinking that because the body is becoming stronger and robust during one phase of life, that is how it is going to be for the rest of his life. So to remove that sense of illusion, there is jara or old age. In this material world, this material world is designed to remind us of the temporality of things, that everything is short-lived. However long-lived it might be, it is short-lived from the perspective of eternality, from the perspective of the eternal nature of soul. So Jara is the daughter of time, as said, and she she's constantly looking for a husband. Trilokim, she's traveling throughout the three worlds, Varamichati, desiring a husband. Paryatanti, she's traveling. However, na pratyanandata kashchana, nobody wants her because she is very unfortunate. The idea is that nobody wants to become old. But because she is the daughter of time, everyone is forced to marry her in that sense. So old age is a reminder. Is a reminder for becoming serious, a reminder for considering what is the meaning of life. Of course, a real intelligence is to not wait until old age comes. Real intelligence is to hear about the misery of old age. Srila Prabhupada has taught us that there are different levels of intelligence. The highest form of intelligence is to hear about something and accept it as truth. Or hear the truth and accept it. So the truth here is, old age is full of suffering. So that means a person who's intelligent will utilize his youth or her youthhood for the proper cultivation of Krishna consciousness. A less intelligent person has to see someone suffering due to old age and then learn from it. Oh, we see our senior citizens and we look at them and we see how much suffering there is, and it's painful. The other day, Saturday I think, I stopped by Dominic's store. And Ed was in the store as well. And he came to me and said, Prabhu, I'm really having a hard time. So what's the hard time? So many senior citizens are employed here. Just bend and clip our toenails. But as we age, a simple thing like that is a horrendous task to accomplish. Because the back becomes stiff, the joints become stiff because the airs in the body, I'm trying to connect it to the previous, the snake, the five-hooded serpent that is guarding King Puranjana's kingdom is becoming weak. So the airs in the body don't circulate properly. The digestive airs don't work in an efficient manner. And the simple things that we consider or we take for granted become so difficult. So we see someone is old age. When Lord Buddha, went out of his palace for the very first time, he had all these experiences. Because prior to that, his father had made sure that he will never leave the palace. Because there was a prediction that this son who is going to be born to you, O king, he will be such an enlightened soul that he is going to reject this whole material world when he looks at all the sufferings in the material world. So his father made a plan. He will never see the outside world. He made sure that his son never saw anybody old. He never saw death. He never saw anything that would remind him of the temporality of this material world. So the palace was decorated with everything that was nice and fresh and new, and all around him were young, youthful princesses and princes only.
One day, Siddharth went on a ride for some reason with his chariot driver, and he sees an old man hunched down with his back like this, with a walking stick. And he was shocked. Who is this? Who is this? So the chariot driver said to him, "This is an old man." "Huh? Yes, this is how old age looks." Oh. It is said that a human being comes on his back, stands on his 2 feet, 2 legs, then takes on 3 legs, and then 4. 3 is a stick, and the 4th is the, what do they call, the carriers. There's a word with P, I forget what they call. No, the casket is not a palanquin. They're called some pallbearers. They're called the pallbearers. So goes back on 4. Huh? Palanquin. What's that? Mandanam Lokaranjanam. So he was shocked to see somebody old, the skin all haggard, teeth fallen out, the vision completely blurred, you know, limping. I was shocked. Wow. And he said, "Don't worry, it'll happen to you also." That was a bigger shock. And the next thing they saw was a procession. People carrying someone who had just died, taking the dead body to the crematorium. And he said, "What is that?" He said, "That's the next stage. After old age comes death." "Ah, yes. This body is being taken to the crematorium. They're going to burn this body. Don't be so shocked. It'll happen to you also." So he asked, "Is there a solution?" "Yeah, there is. You have to go find that truth that tells you that you're not this body." So that's the moment he never returned home and went to this place called Bodh Gaya. And just sat in meditation for, as they say, enlightenment. The enlightenment was his realization that he is not this body. A lower level of intelligence is to wait for it to happen to us. And then realize, oh, this is what I had heard. And now I'm understanding. But Prabhupada writes, it might be late, very late, to do something at that stage. Unless one's practiced ahead of time, one's cultivated the practice of remembering Krishna. Because of bodily identification, the mind does not consider higher things. The mind is always busy with bodily activity. Even if one is considering higher things, like if something happens to the body, like there is a cut or there is a wound or something internally, the organs are not working. Even if we are trying to cultivate something higher, the mind is constantly saying, "That's not working, it's hurting something. Are you aware of this pain?" So at old age, the mind is fully absorbed with all the things that's not functioning. That's why it's such a depressing phase of life. So things have to be done, or activities have to be performed, to try to forget it. One of the ways to forget it is painkillers. Forget it. Or some way, sedation. But that's not active life. And we can't call it less intelligent than that, because at that level, after that, there is no intelligence, is to hear it, to see it, to experience it, and not learn from it. That is really silly. So the Shastras tell us, don't operate on the third level of intelligence. Try to operate on the first level of intelligence. Just hearing about it should inspire us to do something about life, not wait till one becomes old. So here he says, no one likes her, but she's very much anxious to accept anyone as her husband. No one likes to become old and invalid, but this is inevitable for everyone. And she is called Durbhagya. Durbhagya because by her arrival, all misfortune sets in. The misfortune that one considers old age to be is that I cannot enjoy my senses the same way that I was until so far. It's a stark slap in the face that senses are becoming weaker and invalid. Although my innermost desire is to enjoy, that incompatibility is the suffering, because the soul by nature is seeking pleasure. Rasoham, rasovaisaha. And the instruments that can fulfill that innermost motivation are not functioning. That incompatibility is very frustrating. It's like driving a car. Anyone would like to experience old age before old age comes, is you take the key to the white Toyota from Jitendra Prabhu and take it for a drive. It's like being in a machine that doesn't work. Krunk, krunk, all sorts of sounds. Of course, he's maintained it well. Okay, it's an old... It's Jara's husband that is working pretty well. Whatever. So it's like that. The frustration of sitting in a car that is all broken down, you know, anytime the wheels can fall off, the radiator can just fall on the road, the steering can just come off in your hands, no headlights, no horns not working. Every time you hit the gas pedal, it putters and makes serious noises. Such a bad driving experience. It's like being in such a body. So that reminds us of King Kulashekara's prayer. Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Adya Eva Manasa Adya Eva Vishatu Manasa Raja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kapavata Pittai Kantavarodhana Kantavarodhana Vidhau Smaranam Kutaste. My dear Krishna, let the swan of my mind right now play at the lotus stems of your feet. Because who knows, at the time of death, prana prayana samaye, kapavata pittai, that the mucus, bile and phlegm and air and all of that will completely choke my throat and I will not be able to remember you. Smaranam kutaste. How is it possible to remember you at such a time? So, how is it possible to remember? It's possible to remember by cultivation. King Kulasekara is saying, although he is such an advanced devotee, he is saying that even for him, remembering Krishna at such an advanced stage might be very difficult. So the intelligence is to not wait until then. Because if it's difficult for King Kulasekara, each one of us can consider how easy or difficult it might be for us. It's probably impossible. So Jara, there are four problems of life, as Prabhupada describes. Birth, which is, the problem has already occurred, because by that problem, all other problems manifest, because we have taken birth in a body. And by birth, it means that body is destined to go through different changes internally and externally. And that's how we experience suffering. So birth is bringing, it's the source of all other kinds of sufferings. And death is suffering because although we have such a body, all our plans will come to an end because our instruments are going to be completely useless, not available to do anything with. And in between, there is disease and old age. These are the real problems of life. They are reminders, actually. Whenever there is disease in the body, it's a reminder. Knock, knock. It's a reminder. It's a reminder that one is exhausting one's time within that body. And old age is a, you know, some might say, at least disease is a reversible reminder. I can take some medication and try to remove the symptoms of a disease. Yes, that is true. But during the disease and during the medication, both are periods of suffering. And although one may remove the symptoms of a particular disease, disease by itself does not go away. So one day it's a headache, one day it's a cold, one day it's indigestion, one day it's backache, one day it's something else, one day fever, one day cancer, one day heart attack, and then there is no one day. This is a reminder, it's a constant reminder. And old age as well. So there's a story of King Yayati. Here he says, Vishruta, she's celebrated as Durbhaga, she's celebrated as misfortune. That whenever she arrives, all misfortune sets in a person's life. And Varam Ichchati is because she's always looking for a suitable husband. And she takes on a husband without the husband's choice. Yatushta Rajasheyetu Vritadat Purave Varam. She had delivered a benediction to Purave, this is to King Puru, because he accepted her willingly. So she is the kind of wife who forces herself upon others. And one who accepts her willingly gets benediction from her. That doesn't mean we look forward to old age. What we look forward to is utilizing our time now so that old age can also be utilized properly. So the story of King Yayati is King Yayati was very attracted to Shukracharya's daughter. I think her name is... I forget. Starts with an S. Huh? Devayani. Thank you. It starts with a D. Devayani. And Devayani had a very good friend, Sharmishtha. So when King Yayati married Devayani, Sharmishtha and Devayani were inseparable. So Sharmishtha also went along with Devayani. Now, King Yayati became very attracted to Sharmishtha as well. And without Devayani's knowledge, he was courting Sharmishtha. So Devayani became very upset. She went back to Daddy and she complained. And Daddy, because he is the priest or guru of the Asuras, he had very special benediction actually. In a separate story, the Shukracharya has a special potency to bring people back from death. He's very powerful. That's how he revived Bali Maharaj, actually. So when Devayani complained, King Shukracharya could not tolerate, you know, daughter's complaint. So he cursed King Yayati. Oh, how dare you enjoy your senses like this? May you become an old man And this way you cannot enjoy life at all. And instantly, Yayati became a very old man. And suddenly, all of his enjoyment plans crashed. So he had 5 sons. So he begged Shukracharya, please forgive me. Do something, please forgive me. So Shukracharya said, well, if any of your sons is willing to take, exchange their youthhood with your old age, I don't mind. So he went to each of one of his sons, will you please take my old age and give me your youthhood? And the son said, no, no way, Papa, no. So he asked each one of them and they wouldn't. King Puru, he realized that enjoying the senses on a bodily platform is futile anyway. So he said, I don't care for my youthhood, you can take it. Just gave it away. This principle actually comes back, comes in the 6th canto as well, when Lord Indra, he has to fight Vritrasura. And Vritrasura is invincible. So when Indra prays to Lord Vishnu appears to him and says, there is one sage Dadichi. Sage Dadichi is meditating somewhere in a remote place. You ask him if he will give up his body. And using his bones, you can create a particular weapon that you can fight, that you can use to fight with Vritrasura. Ask him. So King Indra goes and asks him, will you please give up your body so I can use your bones to make a weapon? And Dadachi then instructs him, it's like, look at you. For your enjoyment, you're not hesitating to ask someone to give up their body. Anyway, this body is yet has to turn to ash or dirt. I don't care for it. And he gives up his body. So King Puru also realized, what is this body? Really nothing. So if I don't have senses to enjoy, I'm not losing anything in this material world. So he happily exchanged it with his father. And so King Yayati suddenly became youthful. For his sacrifice, King Yayati became so grateful that he gave his entire kingdom to Maharaja Puru. So the instruction Srila Prabhupada is giving us is, one should not wait for old age in order to become Krishna conscious. Meaning, one should try to become Krishna conscious now. Due to the invalidity of old age, one cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness, however opulent he may be materially. What one needs to execute devotional service is not wealth, not education, nor beauty, nor great birth. Janma Aishwarya Shuta Shri Edamanam Madhapuman Naivarhati Avidatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gochara. That Krishna is the wealth of persons who are quote unquote materially impoverished. Which means that people who do not rely on great birth, education, wealth or bodily beauty as their crutches or shelters. Those who depend on Krishna exclusively and do not assign value to these things, Krishna is their true wealth. Tvam akinchana gochara. So today we may have a youthful body, tomorrow we will not. Today we may have good-looking body, tomorrow we will not. And what is important is how we utilize this body. Certain activities speed up old age and disease. Lifestyles in the mode of passion and ignorance hasten or speed up the body to become very old and diseased. because it's misusing the instruments way beyond what they are meant to be used for. A life of goodness allows for the body to have some longevity. And a life of transcendence makes it irrelevant. That doesn't mean that we don't need a body, we can all get rid of it. It makes it irrelevant is because, like the blessing the other day we heard from a great sage, sadhova, jivova, morova. It doesn't matter if you're alive or dead, because if you're alive, you will perform devotional service, and if you're dead, then in your next situation, you will perform devotional service. So the proper utilization of the body is in service to Krishna, to keep it sanctified. And the sanctification of the body is to utilize it in service. That's how things become sanctified. Things become impure when they're not used in service. So this is a call for action right now. Because Jara is traveling, Trilokim Varamichati, traveling throughout the three worlds, looking for a suitable husband. It's not like one, she can marry anyone. So those are some thoughts. Anything someone would like to add or ask? Yes, Prabhu. Thank you.
Thank God I'm not out there, you know. And I was just feeling like what a monotonous way to live, you know. We were out there chanting Hare Krishna, and you know, other people have to spend their money, and you don't really get a lot of joy out of it. You know, you go home, do something, come back out, do the same thing again. So anyways, I guess my question is, I was really touched by what Ed said to you in the grocery store about the old people. I don't feel I have that kind of compassion. And maybe you could speak a little bit about how one is able to apply these words onto the lives of others so we can see others with grace and compassion rather than, oh well, I guess I'm pretty fortunate, you know, too bad, you know, which is not the best kind of attitude.
I'm a little emotional right now, is because, as you were saying, why I'm so fortunate, when we consider the opportunity that's been extended to us, is staggering. And my particular feeling right now is that I don't think I've understood the value of what's being extended to me. I'm not. Because I'm caught up in small things. And when we're caught up in petty small things, those small things look so big. They occupy our whole consciousness as if everything, that's the complete reality of things. It's not. It's very minuscule. Someone, let's say, says something harsh to me. In the grand scheme of eternity, what does that really mean? Nothing. But how big does it look? It pervades my whole consciousness. Or something, you know. As one receives from the parampara, sincerely, that within that receiving is the seed of compassion. So it will sprout for everyone as we are receiving it. That Bhakti Lata Bija is not just my own devotional service, because that is not the nature of a bhakta, that I only care for myself and I don't care for others. It's just not a nature of a devotee. It may be as the devotee is becoming more mature, but one of the features of maturing is becoming aware of others' situation as well. It's just part of the Bhakti Lata.
prayena deva munaya. Maunam charanti navijane na pararthanishtha. Prahlad Maharaj is that example. He's the embodiment of compassion. Because he received it from, he's understood the value of it. So understanding the value of the bhakti seed that's been given is not only that I have to make my life meaningful, but what role can I play, even if it is small, tiny, fractional, infinitesimal, big, medium, large, whatever it is, in the lives of others. That is bhakti. It has to have compassion. That bhakti that does not have compassion, especially in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it doesn't have meaning. That bhakti becomes Svavimukti. Prayena deva munaya svavimukti manena. It's selfishness. So we pray. We pray to great personalities like Prahlad Maharaj. We pray to great personalities like Srila Prabhupada, who had that unlimited compassion, that I'm finding my heart so devoid of it. If I can get a little drop, I may understand what others are going through. Right now I may know. I might not understand. I might be impervious to another person's suffering. Just this morning, I was reading Bhagavatam. There's a verse in the 6th canto, 2nd chapter. I think it's verse... I'll give you the reference. It's Dehatma. Mamaham Dehatma Dehadau. Ajamila is praying that... My consciousness is becoming purified from this whole bodily conception of life, and my mind is becoming purified, and I'm thinking about hearing and chanting, etc., because of the wonderful association of your associates. How fortunate I am. Because prior to that, the mind is not pure. It's highly contaminated. It's only thinking about selfish, and that too harmful selfishness, sense gratification. So anyway. Does that help? Okay. Anything else? You had some Gokul in the pool?
Broad topic, but you can give some guidelines on the importance of creating an environment for caring of the other devotees going through old age.
Right.
Because our movement was started by young people, so now we are having, and in the future we'll have many devotees who are all, even monks, And the other is the, what is the role of giving Krishna consciousness to all people? Because we are also focused, because it's intelligent to go to and preach to young people because they have more time to take Krishna consciousness in the future. But how should we approach to persons who are in old bodies and try to give Krishna consciousness?
The seriousness of old age is not just for the person experiencing old age. In a community setting, everyone has the responsibility to assist each other. For me, it's my favorite topic. So, assist each other, especially those in the senior phase of life. Because everyone needs help. The seniors need a little additional help because they need help on the physical plane as well. When we are young, we may not need physical help.
because we can just, without even thinking, get things done. So the community's responsibility is to develop an environment that allows for the seniors to, one, be without anxiety, two, have support, encouragement, and well wishes of everyone to be able to make good use of whatever is still left. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 at least seniors. And they've all had different phases of Krishna consciousness. And Jitendra Prabhu is probably the steadiest person. The other day I was appreciating him. Since 1973, Kishore Kishori have seen dozens and dozens of devotees come and go. Dozens and dozens of devotees who peaked in their service and then who tanked in their service. There's one person, Jitendra Prabhu, who's remained steady, serving and serving and serving and serving. And his service is physically growing and grueling, and he thinks about things that normally I don't even think of. It doesn't even occur to me. Every little crack, crevice, he's aware of, and he wants to fix it. That's why this building is standing. I mean, Krishna's strength, of course, Krishna's providing him that strength. And still, his physical strength is amazing. He's there. Jai Haribol. Haribol. Vishwakarma is another person. Murari Chaitanya Prabhu. Sriman Bhakta Glenn of Rakta Prabhu. And there, they're putting tons of physical service in. I mean, I shudder to think how Murari walks up and down the stairs so many times a day without huffing and puffing and panting. It's just his strength, unbelievable strength he has. I'm sure he also feels prasadam, but it's just so our responsibility is to contribute, to support, to encourage, to provide our well wishes, prayers. That how fortunate they are that in their senior phase of life they're serving Krishna. May we also do like that. So however we can support their Krishna consciousness, to support it fully, provide that environment where they can be free of anxiety. They have opportunity to hear and chant without any concerns about what will happen in the future. So what's the role of extending to senior citizens? Everyone's important. Generally we focus on the younger just so that there is a head start. But if there's an opportunity to extend the encouragement or say preaching to elders, if there's an opportunity and that inspiration is there, then we should take up that opportunity. Like we used to go to that place on Tuesdays, to the rehab center. So important. I don't know why we stopped. It'd be nice to still go. Only half an hour is what they're looking for, but they would bring such joy to their faces. They would come out to chant. One elderly lady, Ram Pyari, she would come out every time. No, chanting. So, I know I didn't fully answer it, but I'm looking at the time too. Yeah, so. You want to make final comment? You probably have more experience on this topic than me sitting here. I have experience with disease.
I think I'm probably a good example because I show people all the mistakes and problems that older people can have. like forgetting when to do the Shri Shikastika at the proper time, for example. I'm also thinking of people who are in the very last stages and who are dying. I had a wonderful opportunity a couple nights ago to assist Ernie's brother in dying. And Krishna's mercy is so wonderful. And the deathbed is sometimes a place of conversion.
Yeah.
It's a sometimes a place where, in Krishna's mercy, Krishna is so unbelievably creative with all of us and how to call us and how to get us to consent and to long and desire for him. So having the possibility to assist someone to raise their consciousness, to assure them, don't worry about anything, just think about Krishna, let all the other things go, and just hear the chanting and receive some peace and the possibility of attaining an advancement that will improve their situation, whether they go all the way to Krishna or whether they assume a better position for doing that in their next incarnation.
Okay, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.